on the edge, dumping his guitar, playing till the sun sets. Nothing gonna stop him, he's on a roll. The fire in his soul, he's gonna rock and roll. He rode into town on that dusty road with his guitar on his back, smoking a cigar. Folks couldn't believe what they saw. A wild haired troubadour, ain't afraid to go far. He rode like a maniac, living life on the edge, strumming his guitar, playing till the sun sets. Nothing gonna stop him, he's on a roll. The fire in his soul, he's gonna rock and roll. He rode like a maniac, living life on the edge, strumming his guitar, playing till the sun sets. Nothing gonna stop him, he's on a roll. Fire in his soul, he's gonna rock and roll. You roll like a maniac, living life on the edge, strumming his guitar, playing till the sun sets. Nothing gonna stop him, he's on a roll. The fire in his soul, he's gonna rock and roll. He rode into town on that dusty road with his guitar on his back, smoking a cigar. Folks couldn't believe what they saw. A wild haired troubadour, ain't afraid to go far. You roll like a maniac, living life on the edge, strumming his guitar, playing till the sun sets. Nothing gonna stop him, he's on a roll. The fire in his soul is gonna rock and roll.
Knight Rider up to Truckee. An original story from Appaloosa Radio. Chapter 6, Rode Like a Maniac.
On that dusty road with his guitar on his back, smoking a cigar. Folks couldn't believe what they saw. A wild haired troubadour, ain't afraid to go far. You roll like a maniac, living life on the edge, strumming his guitar, playing till the sun sets. Nothing gonna stop him, he's on a roll. The fire in his soul is gonna rock him.
It was late afternoon in the grove of Jeffrey's pine trees, and the shadows were growing long. If I had wandered into the wrong place, then it would be a long, dark ride over several non-existent roads to get back. But my worries subsided almost immediately when the cabin's main door opened and out came a white-bearded man in a well-worn brown cowboy hat. He walked over to me and extended his hand in welcome. "You said that you want to talk about Davy. Come on inside. It's warmer." Inside the cabin, I saw that my original impression about not having electricity was correct. There was a kerosene lantern on a plain oak table, and an old-time potbelly stove for heat. The cabin had a sofa and a soft chair next to the main window. Since it was growing dark, he motioned for me to sit on the sofa, and he lit another lantern next to the chair. Then, he sat down with a clear sigh. Once we were seated, I began. "Mr. Kirkby was killed last month. He was riding on his bicycle up the freeway to Truckee from Auburn. It was dark. I don't believe he had any lights on his bike. A vehicle hit him. Probably not the driver's fault. Apparently, Mr. Kirkby swerved suddenly out in front of the vehicle. Crooked leg. Anderson looked saddened by the news. It was hard to see his face clearly in the dim light, and he was still wearing his cowboy hat. After a couple of minutes, he spoke. "I'm not really that surprised. He rode that bicycle like a maniac, just like he did everything else. Then, after a few moments of silence, he asked, "Who are you? Some kind of investigator or lawyer? Did you know him? Did he owe you money?" "Davy owed everyone he ever knew. I didn't know him at all. He got on the bus that I used to commute from Sacramento to Auburn. He boarded at the light rail station. He was carrying his knapsacks and his guitar and smoking an infernal cigar. Talked loud about having tickets to a concert in Truckee. Then he said he was going to ride all night to get there. A couple of days later, I saw an item in the paper that he had been killed." The next long pause was mine. Why was I there? disturbing this old man in his mountain solitude? What brought me here? Then, I answered truthfully, I just became interested in him and wanted to know more about him. Crooked Leg sat quietly for a few moments in his own thoughts. Then he spoke decisively. Well, mister, you've come this far. How would you like to meet Lorraine? Lorraine. My daughter, Lorraine, Davy's wife. Kirkby has a wife? Yes, and I think it is time we go and visit with her. Is she close by? Not far, just over to Tennessee.
You roar like a maniac, living life on the edge, strumming his guitar, playing till the sun sets. Nothing gonna stop him, he's on a roll, with fire in his soul, he's gonna rock and roll. He rode into town on that dusty road, with his guitar on his back, smoking a cigar. Folks couldn't believe what they saw, a wild haired troubadour, ain't afraid to go far. You roar like a maniac, living life on the edge, strumming his guitar, playing till the sun sets. Nothing gonna stop him, he's on a roll, with fire in his soul, he's gonna rock and roll. You roar like a maniac, living life on the edge, strumming his guitar, playing till the sun sets. Nothing gonna stop him, he's on a roll, fire in his soul, he's gonna rock and roll. You roar like a maniac, living life on the edge, strumming his guitar, playing till the sun sets. Nothing gonna stop him, he's on a roll, fire in his soul, he's gonna rock and roll. He rode into town on that dusty road, with his guitar on his back, smoking a cigar. Folks couldn't believe what they saw, a wild haired troubadour, ain't afraid to go far. You roar like a maniac, living life on the edge, strumming his guitar, playing till the sun sets. Nothing gonna stop him, he's on a roll.